Last year in August, a very interesting study was published, the aim of which was to find out the impact of childhood maltreatment on women's reproductive health, with a focus on symptoms of polycystic ovary syndrome. This study was done for a couple of years, from May 2014 to June 2017, which means it took them a couple of years to find out that those women who have been emotionally abused as children are 5 times more likely to develop and struggle with PCOS, which is short for polycystic ovary syndrome, than those women who have not. Quite surprisingly, this study confirmed what we as survivors of narcissistic abuse already know about the connection between major health issues and the stress one endures in a narcissistic environment. Today, we are going to talk about PCOS specifically and try to understand how the stress that you experience, especially quite early on in an environment where the narcissistic individual is present, leads to the development of this disorder. If that sounds interesting and you are eager to learn more with me, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always say, your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. The literal definition of PCOS is having multiple cysts on both or one ovaries that are of varying sizes. But that is not it. That is not the actual problem. That is just one facet, one aspect of a deeper and a bigger problem. The deeper and the bigger problem is the hormonal imbalance or the biochemical alteration that happens in a narcissistic relationship because of the stress that you endure in there. What hormonal changes am I talking about? Cortisol, adrenaline, and noradrenaline, all of these are released in combination in your bloodstream when you are exposed to some kind of stress. When these hormones are released in our bloodstream by our adrenals occasionally, here and there, when we are exposed to small or big one-time stressors, we are able to cope better because our body naturally restores the homeostasis. But when you are in a narcissistic relationship, homeostasis is never re-established once you get triggered and stressed. You stay in a constant state of fight, flight, or freeze 24/7, which is not how you're supposed to function. That should not be your dominant state. But because it becomes your dominant state, major alterations are triggered in your body. Such major change happens to our biochemistry or our hormonal system. Think about this for a second. If your blood is flooded with cortisol, adrenaline, and noradrenaline 24/7, what would that do to other systems that take feedback from your biochemistry? How would that impact your metabolic rate or metabolic system? Of course, that will be altered as well, because the presence of these stress hormones is signaling to the brain that you are in a state of survival and all other functions have to be temporarily paused, which then leads to the change in your metabolism that impacts how your adrenal glands or endocrine glands function and behave, which also impacts your nervous system. To understand all of this better, let's talk about HPA axis for a second. It stands for hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. It's the wire, the connection between your central nervous system and all your endocrine glands. The problem occurs when your HPA axis notices that your body is in a dysregulated state, takes those signals to your endocrine glands, such as pituitary glands, your thyroid gland, your adrenal glands, and so on, and then signals these glands to release more stress hormones, which then ultimately, as a secondary impact, changes all other hormones such as insulin, progesterone, and most importantly, estrogen. With the imbalance of all these hormones, progesterone, estrogen, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, even testosterone in some concentration in women, leads to the development of various diseases and disorders. Doctors then start treating the symptoms, but they miss treating the actual root cause, which is the dysregulation, the core dysregulation of the system. Women who struggle with PCOS also gain a lot of weight without eating anything at all. They have a lot of skin-related issues, acne problems, black bands around their body, for example, around their neck, which shows insulin resistance. When cortisol is released in such high concentration, body starts becoming resistant to insulin and starts storing energy in the form of fat. Why? Because your brain perceives your environment to be a constant threat. Therefore, it decides that a lot of energy has to be stored because you will need it to properly function or to face the threat or to run away from it. Which is the reason why no matter what you do, you are not able to lose weight. You lose a couple of pounds or kilos, and then within a few weeks, everything is back to square one. That's why the most important thing you should do as a woman if you struggle with PCOS is to work on your body, the stored trauma in it. It's your ovaries, your reproductive system crying because of the trauma you have endured at the hands of the narcissistic parent or partner. You have to know how to soothe your nervous system, which will then soothe your HPA axis, and ultimately that will lead to the restoration of homeostasis of your endocrine glands, and that eventually will help these glands to release hormones in proper concentrations. PCOS is essentially a secondary manifestation of a major and the primary problem, which is trauma. If you have PCOS, the chances are you have been through some kind of adversity as a child, or if you developed it later in adulthood, that means you are going through something that's impacting you here and here. So to dissolve those symptoms of PCOS, to recover from this problem and to help your ovaries dissolve those cysts and lose that weight, you have to start working on your healing, because there is an established link between this problem and what your experiences have been. As a first step towards your healing journey, start being compassionate towards yourself. Radical self-acceptance and self-compassion is what you need, because people will try to shame you for not losing weight or for looking a certain way, but only you know what you have endured, and your body is struggling with it. Your body is carrying that burden. Your metabolic system has been altered. That's why all the problems. Just focus on the symptomatic resolution, which is trying to lose weight, trying to do various difficult types of diets that leave your body further strained, because that's not going to help in the long run. Try to soothe your nervous system. Try to help yourself feel safe. Leave the toxic environment if you are stuck in it. Try to create your own internal as well as external sanctuary. And I promise you, a lot of changes will naturally start happening in your life. You might also lose that weight. Those acnes may go away. That black band around your neck will be gone and lost, and your ovaries will become healthy again. So will your hormones. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, let me know in the comments, and I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.